This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
In late January, you might recall, we discussed a proposal in Australia to make Facebook, Google, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. Now, CNBC reports that Facebook plans to spend at least $1 billion in the news industry over the next 3 years. The announcement comes just days after a heated debate with the Australian government over how much Facebook should pay news publishers for content. Facebook earlier announced deals with a number of publishers in the United Kingdom. And the story from CNBC reported that Google also plans to spend $1 billion on news over the next 3 years. Rajvi, you were especially keen to do this follow-up discussion on this particular topic, so take it away.
See, this is a very, you know, important point to keep in mind. I mean, I've got so much appreciation for all the tech companies, what they're doing, because they are making our life easier. But at the same time, we also need to keep in mind they are pretty much making their livelihood based on our media consumption. That's also very keen. That's also a very important point we also need to keep in mind. Earlier, the internet, the very concept of internet is pretty much on the foundation that they will connect other links based on what you're looking for. I mean, that's a very great idea, right? But at the same time, if they were actually ripping off news content and information from other sites and were making money for the last couple of decades. And all of a sudden, when Australia decided, you know what, the newsrooms are shutting down and people who are doing the artwork for the news and information are not getting paid, but the intermediaries who are actually doing the connection between the consumer and the news sites, they are making the money. And they wanted to find a very simple solution that you pay the content for the news sites, which you're connecting to the audience, and which is what the bone of contention, that Facebook refused to do that and in fact banned people who are using Facebook to get access to news sites. But the problem here, what happened was, the algorithm which was in place also blocked other important information, such as important information on pandemic, emergency contact services. All those things got cut off in the process. Again, it's all something to do with algorithms and all this stuff. But the problem is, we are all now at a point to come to the realization that social media pretty much rules us. We have failed to ignore that. We said, oh, we were just only watching Facebook this and this, but now we have come to the point that without Facebook, our life becomes a kind of existential crisis. And that's what happened in Australia right now. But again, it's all been kind of negotiated, and now Facebook has now said, like, oh, we have taken out the ban, we are going to give some money back, we are going to boost journalism. And I think this is just a kind of a little bit of comfort in terms of what they're doing, but also it's a wake-up call for all the other countries across the world that social media giants have a very important role to safeguard and protect the local journalism and local news outfits.
I agree that we need to be cautiously optimistic about this. I like this news and this business model on its face, but I think, like Rajvi, I agree that we need to be cautiously optimistic about making sure that we don't overthrow this balance between platform and publisher. And that, and Rajvi's right again about how online search engines, the Googles of the world, have held the power, have held all the cards in this game, and how they have been able to reap the benefits financially, economically, and business stature wise, for having the platform. And media has had to adjust and be somewhat subservient to these platforms. And so I think this is a step in the right direction, but it needs to be heavily policed because of the very, dare I say, you know, something sacred nature of our media, of journalism, as far as the service that it provides in our democracy. And we need to make sure that if the publishers from here on out are going to increasingly broaden or expand toward online, we need to make sure that those online providers are, in essence, doing right by the media that they're hosting and providing. If more media is going away from print, and video and instant access and downloadable information and videos are going to be our means of communicating and informing people, then we've got to hold those platforms in check and make sure they're accountable. And I think we're still figuring those things out. But the bottom line, what I like here is the compensation that's being recognized for working journalists that can help maintain, maybe even, dare I say, replenish some of these newsrooms that have been decimated over the past decade or 15 years because of the technological challenges that they've had that struggled with trying to answer to.
Well, it's nice if money is going to some of these larger news organizations to help maybe help them pay for more reporters, put more reporters in more places. But as I scroll through my Facebook news feed at this very moment, I see it gives the temperature in Macomb and nothing else local. Mm-hmm. And it's all national, international news sources. And I suppose there's something to be said for that, but it sure would be nice to see Tri-States Public Radio in the news feed here so people could check out our stories or any other local news source in town here. We need more than just national news or sports news or entertainment news. Mm-hmm. What's really hurting are the local news organizations. And if Facebook really wants to help out journalism, they should be putting links to local news stories based on where you are, and they should be sending some money to these local news departments.
No, exactly, and I agree with that. And the fact of the matter is that there needs to be a better concentrated effort to do that and to meet those demands and to understand that local news has been suffering for some time because of the lack of resources and recognition, I think, because of what's been going on, and so larger media conglomerates are the ones that are surviving. So, no, that definitely needs to be addressed.
See, we also need to look at the perspective from Facebook and tech giants. Their main aim is to make money.
Mm-hmm, right.
The model is to make money. That's what it matters.
Well, okay, they want to make money, Rajvi, and I understand that, but they're making money off the work of other people, and that's
exactly
not right.
And that's exactly what happened with the thing in Australia, that they were not going to tolerate this anymore, where the people who do the hard work, they don't get paid anything, but rather the intermediaries are doing all these things. And also we need to remember that Facebook is a kind of like a global power. Imagine the global population is about 7.8 billion as of now, and almost 2.8 billion active monthly users on Facebook. That's a pretty, almost one of the total population is spending time on Facebook. So it's a big deal. Definitely, like it or not, you cannot ignore the presence of this tech giant. But at the same time, we also need to understand, we don't have to rely on Facebook for news and information. We can go to other sites and get specific news and information that we want. So again,
yes, you can. But if Facebook is trying to put all this information together so you go to their system, to their app, I feel like there should be some money coming to these local news organizations again.
That is truly the intention and a very good way to sustain the economic model of journalists who are going to be working at the grassroots. That's definitely a good thing. But I don't see that anything working in the recent time. Look at all the statistics on paper, whether it's in Canada or US or Asia or Africa. Newspaper printing industry is going down. On the contrary, the advertising expenditure or the sales or the boom in online sales advertising is going up.
Well, I think an issue here also is that it seems that one cannot live without the other. It seems like going forward, platforms, social media, the internet is going to, people are going to depend on that to find their news and information. But I think the problem is right now is that the general public is generally at least most of them, are not willing to search or seek certain publications if those publications withhold their information if they're not going to be paid. And I think, again, the media, the newspapers especially, that are have been suffering because of lack of resources and because they're not printing as much and they're and the ads have just about all but gone away, they have to, there's again, subservient and subject to whatever online wants to do and whatever the Googles of the world want to do. And so at this point, it seems like they're between a rock and a hard place. Whereas if Google doesn't have maybe the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune, well, they'll live on and move on with others, and yeah. they're in the position, they've positioned themselves to be able to do that, and there lies the problem.
Also, it's a wake up call for all the other countries across the world who are depending on these social media sites, that they need to be regulated. And people who produce content needs to be properly compensated. I think this is a very basic thing. It's not like kind of a rocket science, right? I do the artwork and somebody else is making money out of my content. That's not fair. You've been doing this for several decades, but it's time to wake up. And the countries need to be kind of, you know, stepping up the game where they can find the negotiated balance between content creators and how they should be equally compensated, and especially journalists, they really need to be compensated, because we are going to thrive on local grassroots journalism. They're going to give $1 billion, $2 billion. I think we don't know how this is being policed or how it's being spent, but there needs to be a mechanism where the content creators, especially journalists, needs to be properly compensated, and there the matter ends. We really need to make sure the tech giants, the social media companies, needs to be understood that they cannot rip the local journalist news and information for free anymore.
Hey, we're going to wrap up our discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.